Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 27th day of November 2009, Black Friday, as people are hunting and gathering, running around like mad crazies, buying up goods, going deeper into debt. And we're live. I wasn't going to be live today, and I'm extremely flattered that Tyrell, who handles a lot of Governor Jesse Ventura's scheduling, said, hey, we're open. He's doing huge TV media blitz next week. Jesse is offering to come on here first again. We are extremely honored. I'm part of the TV show that premieres next Wednesday. That's December 3rd, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on the True Network. This is their big show of the fall and winter in December and January. So we're going to Governor Jesse Ventura for the balance of the hour. And it's great this happened because we finally got contacted by a huge, huge guest. There's very few guests that are as big for this show as somebody like Jesse Ventura or Willie Nelson or Charlie Sheen. Incidentally, Charlie is on Sunday night with us on the Sunday show. I want to put that out right now. He was sick Tuesday, so he's coming on Sunday. He got better from the flu. So that is coming up as well. But the good news is I got contacted by this huge surprise guest last night and said, how about tomorrow? So the surprise guest in the third hour today, believe me, you don't want to miss that as well. But out of the gates for the balance of the hour, joining us from Minnesota is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, fresh off of hosting WWE Raw and bringing the New World Order information to that. Governor, great to have you.
Hi, Alex. How you doing there? And happy Thanksgiving.
How was your Thanksgiving, sir?
It was great. I spent it with my wife's in-laws, and that's kind of the traditional thing every year. My family's pretty much not too many of us left anymore, and she has a much more extended family. So I go over there, and you like everybody, you overeat.
Boy, I pigged out.
But, I'm doing great.
Well, we're very excited to have you here, and we're just five, six days away from the premiere. Maybe we can squeeze a little bit more out of you about the show that's really getting a lot of attention nationwide in newspapers.
Well, Alex, I hope that it does. You know, we had a great article in the LA Times and all that, but people need to understand, especially your listeners, is that, look, the only way this show is going to stay on the air and the only way that we're going to get contracted to do more shows, it's simple, people, ratings. And if the ratings are there, then they will buy us up again and we'll be able to go out and do more investigation and be able to get stuff on TV and get things rolling more. But if the ratings aren't there and we don't get bought up, then so be it to the show. That'll be the end of it. So it gets to the point now where it's in the public's hands. And, so the more people that watch, the better chance we have of being able to investigate more stuff and get it out there.
Well, I was honored to be involved as a consultant and also to appear in some of the episodes. And I just want to say, I know you and I are both going to be surprised if it does air next week, and the word is it is going to, because this is really the fairest piece in mainstream television that I think anybody has ever seen so far. This is trailblazing.
Well, let me put it into context, too, though, Alex, so that people don't think this is not a documentary. This is entertainment, and we do it in a certain manner with a flow to it that we hope entertains people. But likewise with the entertainment, there's a lot of valuable questions and valuable information and things that we're not getting answers to. Now, can we solve them? Absolutely not. Like I've told the media in a one-hour TV show, and when you don't have subpoena power and you don't have the ability to put anybody under oath, you're certainly not going to fully answer every question that's out there and come to a certain conclusion. But the questions now, what this really show really does is it raises the questions out in the mainstream, and that's what we need to have happen.
Absolutely. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Next Wednesday, it premieres on True TV, 9 Central, 10 Eastern. And you better believe I'm going to be watching. I hope all of our great listeners spread the word about this, because from what I've seen of the episodes, and I haven't seen them all, I've just seen pieces of them, this is going to be groundbreaking. We'll be right back.
This is an emergency alert. do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
But you know what? I think there's a conspiracy in the world wrestling entertainment. I think there's a conspiracy, Cena, to keep you champion. You've got the look. You got what it takes. You do commercials. You do movies. You're the perfect looking little champion that they want. You know, there was a time I didn't get a title shot because I didn't go with the flow, because I was a rebel, a revolutionary. They don't want that as a champion. They want somebody like you that goes along to get along. I never got a shot at the title.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's with us for the rest of the hour. We are live on Black Friday, the 27th day of November 2009. His TV show premieres with huge buildup. Coming up this Wednesday evening, December 3rd, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us live today. Governor, you are back hosting a WWE Raw and promoting the new TV show. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Alex. We did that Monday from Hershey, Pennsylvania. And for me, it was a... I really put myself in the mental mode. I thought, you know, this is kind of a chance to turn back the hands of time and go out there and have fun and become who I used to be, of course, Jesse the Body Ventura. And so I really went into that mode that night, and because I didn't care. I'm not a governor anymore, so I don't represent a state, so I can go perform like I used to perform in the heyday of wrestling back then. And that's simply what I tried to do, and I tried to have fun. And so it was a great chance to turn back the hands of time a little bit and interact with some of the modern-day guys today. And I'm amazed that there are so many sons of wrestlers who are wrestling now. You know, it's become a generational thing. And actually, Orton is a third generation. I remember seeing his grandfather wrestle.
Well, again, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us today in this exclusive interview before he starts the big media blitz next week. We were talking during the break, and you are really surprised that it's going to air, and it looks like it's going to air next Wednesday?
Well, I always had the gentleman's bet with my crew, Alex, when we started the project. I thought, you know, I think we'll do all the episodes, and I think we'll complete our task, but I've always maintained that I believe at the 11th hour some, you know, high hand of whatever is going to come down from the heavens and with the power to extinguish the show and give some feeble reason why it's not going on the air, because I had that happen to me in my MSNBC show, you know, where it got right up to the time that we created the show. We had it all ready to go. They were an intricate part of it every step of the way. And then all of a sudden, the week before we're supposed to go on 5 days a week, the head guy comes in and says, we're not putting this show on television. And it turned out, I learned through many people now, it was my opposition to the Iraq war, because I was one of the few people that was going to be very vocal and public and on TV opposing the invasion of Iraq. And I opposed it then. I oppose it today. I don't care what the results are from it. It was not the right thing to do, in my opinion. It was wrong. And I was not let on the air because of that opinion. If you think back, there was nobody out there speaking out against the Iraq war before the invasion took place. The only person that was Phil Donahue, and they yanked him off the air, too. You know, Phil was on MSNBC that time. He was their highest-rated show. And Alex, you and I both know networks don't pull their highest-rated shows.
Unless they're owned NBC, partly by General Electric, one of the biggest defense contractors.
Well, not only that, but MSNBC stands for Microsoft.
NBC. Absolutely.
So, but you know, that aside, I don't know who would do it there, but somebody clearly had a political agenda that was coming down from on high, that there wasn't going to be any speak out against this invasion of Iraq, that the alternate side was not going to be heard. And I don't care. People can be on both sides of that issue. They're entitled to be that way. But Alex, we still needed a debate that never took place. There was never, ever a formal debate out there on whether we were going to invade Iraq or not. And, it was just, in my opinion, shoved down the throats of this country.
Do you think they approached you? Do you think they approached you knowing the war was coming up and they wanted to shut you up and put those golden handcuffs on you, knowing that your contract said you couldn't do any other media?
No.
Do you think that was a setup?
No, I really don't. I think that they thought, because I was a former Navy SEAL, that I would automatically be a hawk, that I would support any type of war effort because of my background. And they don't realize that some of the most reluctant people to go to war usually are the veterans who have been there. My father was that way. My father had 7 bronze battle stars from World War II, and he so vehemently opposed the Vietnam War. I used to fight with him when I'd come home from school and high school, because I was being taught we had to stop the domino effect of communism. And my father said, that's a bunch of crap. He said, it's people over there making money. And he was right. I was wrong. You know, I was being taught different. But
you were telling me about your dad. You said he was in Germany, right? Blew up a bunch of tanks.
Oh, my dad was more than Germany. My dad was in the war before Normandy. He fought Rommel on the North African desert.
Wow.
Then he came back, and when it was in on the invasion of Normandy, he had battle stars for North Africa, Normandy, Battle of the Bulge, Remagen Bridge, Munich, Anzio, and Berlin.
I know a lot of those veterans would never tell stories.
Not all, Alex.
That's amazing. Hey, let's spend a few minutes on your dad. Did he ever tell you about any of the battles?
No. No. My father was very quiet about, like many veterans, they, you know, it's something they have that they keep inside them. And no, he didn't talk much at all. He only told funny stories. He would tell me funny stuff that would happen, like, well, I guess they're not all funny. He told me about the time that they had just taken Cologne, where the big cathedral was, and he said some hotshot general came in and wanted his picture taken on the steps of the cathedral so they could send it back home so it looked like he led the charge. And apparently they hadn't cleared the city quite enough, and some German sniper shot him right between the eyes when he was posing for the picture. He did tell me that story, which from my father's perspective, he used to always say, he was an enlisted man, and he used to always say, always remember, he goes, Patton and those guys wouldn't come in until a mosquito couldn't bite them. So he would say that to me, that they get all the credit for winning the war, but he said it's the infantry man on the ground who truly wins it. It's just that the generals and that stuff generally take the credit for it. That was always my father's viewpoint on the situation. And I tend to believe him. You know, I think he's telling the truth that, you know, generals don't usually come in till, like my dad said, a mosquito couldn't bite him.
Well, I'm sure your father is proud of you, though, and was proud of you.
Yeah, I think so. I was proud of him, too, also. He was a... I will tell you this little story about him, Alex, that I didn't learn until after he passed away. He never drove a car, and I found that strange growing up that I had a dad that didn't drive a car, and whenever I asked him, he just told me he didn't trust himself, and I accepted that. You know, I thought, well, someone that doesn't trust himself driving certainly shouldn't do it, because cars, as we all know, can be very dangerous things. And then I learned after when my dad passed away from my mom that that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was he was in the tank destroyers, and apparently many times he had to drive over bodies, and he would suffer flashbacks from that if he ever got behind the wheel. And so that's how he lived with it. He never drove. My father used to walk to work every day, and it was about 2.5 miles.
Wow, that's incredible. One time I was deer hunting with all these old World War II vets when I was a little kid, and I kept asking him to tell me stories. And one of them, Elmer Neville's, turned to me, and he was a tank destroyer in the Bulge. And he said, okay, kid, you want a story? And he said this beautiful bombshell blonde came up. You know, I'll never forget her red lipstick or blonde hair, looked like Marilyn Monroe, and said she wanted help, and then pulled out a pistol and tried to shoot us, and we cut her in half. There's your war story. So I guess that's why those guys don't like to tell those stories.
Probably. You know, who knows? Well, you do, you know, they're just things that remain private, I think, for people like that. And the true hero doesn't brag about it. The true hero does his job. And, you know, and if you do your job, many times just in the course of doing your job is heroic. And things happen that make you a hero. But ultimately it's survival and doing your job.
So your dad was in some of the same...
It all gets down to nothing more, nothing less.
So your dad was in some of the same battles, it sounds like, as Audie Murphy then.
I have no idea. He was all over. And get this about my dad. Here's the other weird part. He found out he went in at age 36. The oldest you could be. He didn't get out till he was darn near 40 years old. And was an enlisted man at age 36. And then we found out 20 years after the war that he had the wrong birthday and he was actually a year older than he thought he was. So technically he would have never had to have gone. And I used to tease him about it because, you know, years and years later, I go, geez, Dad, how does it feel to be a year older and what happened to that year in your life? And imagine you'd have never had to gone to the war.
Amazing. Let's come back and talk about vaccines being recalled in the news, the H1N1. Let's talk about ClimateGate, because one of the episodes is exposing global warming and all the big new developments there, and a lot more with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. His huge TV show premieres next Wednesday on True TV. We need to make this a winner so another series gets picked up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Surprise guest coming up at the 1 o'clock hour. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Don't want to jinx it. Very exciting. So it's fortuitous that we did come in live on this Black Friday edition. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Governor, the banks are collapsing. I want to get into that. Dubai and deep water as ripples from debt crisis spread globally. We're going to get into dollar hits, 14-year low against the yen, gold above well, right up at $1,200 right now. But first, let's get into vaccines. I know you've had some personal family experience with that, and perhaps we'd like you know, share that with listeners. If not, that's fine. But I have the headlines here out of the Toronto Star, Associated Press, Euro News. Faulty swine flu vaccine withdrawn in Canada after causing thousands of cases of bad reactions. They're admitting in Europe that some of the vaccines have actually been killing people. What's your take on this whole swine flu hysteria?
Well, I haven't been vaccinated, and I won't be. I don't particularly go with that. I don't know. I'm kind of a weird case. I remember when I did Predator down in Mexico, we were down on the set down there for 8 to 10 weeks, and everybody on the set got sick except me. And I asked the doctor, I said, you know, when I was 19 years old, I went to Southeast Asia for a 9-month tour and then an 8-month tour. And I said, whenever you'd arrive over there, within 48 hours, you would get so sick that you'd be begging for death. And then it would disappear, and for the rest of the tour, you were fine. And I asked him, this was years later in Mexico when everyone got sick, including Arnold. And I said, doctor, do you think that I've developed kind of an immunity? And I told him my story, and he said, yeah, probably most likely. Now, who knows? I might get the swine flu next week. I don't know. Maybe that's the kiss of death for me. But I don't get vaccines personally because I've really lost a lot of faith in government and my trust in government and what government does. And so, to me, that's just me personally. And so I won't get one. And whatever other people do, that's their decision to make.
But the government's been trying to push and order nurses and doctors to take it. The AMA has come out now.
Oh, yeah, no, and I think that's outrageous. Government telling you and forcing you to get vaccines to me is crazy. It should be your choice. But then again, if the choice is the wrong one, then you're responsible. See, I'm a great believer in personal responsibility, which means cutting government out of our lives, and we accept responsibility for our own lives.
I read an AP interview, and I've never even brought this up with you privately, that you believe vaccines hurt somebody in your family?
Yeah, my daughter was injured by vaccines. But she's a rare case. She was born with some problems, and they had mandatory government vaccines that she was required by law to get before she could go to school. And she got she was seizure free. We had controlled them. And then the moment she got the vaccine, she went into a full grand mal seizure that night. And the sad thing is that you can never, ever get any type of compensation for it, because no doctor will get on the stand and say that the vaccine caused it.
Absolutely.
And
plus,
so they always have the plausible denial. So, because I had another friend that had happened to their daughter, and he tried to go to court on it, and it cost him thousands of dollars, and he ultimately ended up losing because there's no doctor that'll get on the stand and unequivocally state that the vaccine caused it. But
well,
there are cases where it does cause irreparable damage to people, small minority groups of people, and it's treated mostly like collateral damage, cannon fodder. That, oh well, it's good for the big good of the big picture and most people. If some people get hurt by it, well, so be it. And I don't take that position, Alex, because to me that's like the death penalty. If we put 100 people to death that deserve to die and were guilty, but yet we kill one innocent person, I think that my opinion is that's too big a price to pay for it.
I agree. And once you set that precedent, why not kill 10 innocent people so you can get one bad guy?
Exactly. It's a slippery slope that you go down. And that's the bad thing. So to me, taking these vaccines has to be an individual decision. They should not be ordered by any form of government or anything like that. It should be up to you. If you want to roll the dice and you want to take the chance, you should have the right to do so.
Absolutely. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about vaccines, and we're going to get into ClimateGate. Not just the thousands of emails, now the hacked documents, which the police are admitting are accurate, where they talked about fixing the climate models. The computer programs in the code have instructions from the programmers how to carry out the fraud. This is bringing down the man-made global warming hoax.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Jesse Ventura with us a little bit into the next hour. Then we have a surprise guest. I'll assure you, you don't want to miss this coming up. All right, let's get into the serious subject of vaccines, then get into the climate. Governor, I happen to have bought over 100 textbooks. We have 2 rooms full of them here at the office, but one of them was written by the White House science czar, who, by the way, is in these ClimateGate emails, how they want to shut off everybody's resources, shut off the West. Only the U.S. and Europe have to make cuts. Third world doesn't, which will deindustrialize us. In here, they talk about putting chemicals in the water to sterilize us. In other government and U.N. documents I have, they talk about putting chemicals in the vaccines to cause autoimmune disease and sterilize people. I've had brain surgeons like Dr. Russell Blaylock on who discovered that they know they're doing this by design. And so your instinct to not take the vaccines is good, but take Dale Dudley, local radio talk show host. He took the regular seasonal flu shot. His hands went paralyzed. His feet went paralyzed. He went into all these specialists, and they admitted, you've got Guillain-Barré, but it went away. It normally goes away with people. I mean, this is some serious stuff, and I know I'm in the population control episode. We talk about that in the upcoming TV show that premieres next Wednesday at 9 o'clock Central all across the United States. But I mean, researching population reduction, talking to some of the, I don't know if you want to say the name, because I could have interviewed him, but I want to wait for the TV show. But you guys got in touch with an insider whistleblower from Maurice Strong's organization. This is some powerful info. What's your take on that?
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, you don't know what to take from it, to be honest. It's so repulsive when you hear it that you just can't imagine that there are people out there with this type of thing on their agenda. I guess that's the best way I can put it to you. It becomes almost to where to the point of unbelievable that human people could have on their agenda what some of these people have and the arrogance of them for having it.
Well, segueing out of vaccines, John P. Holdren is in these thousands of emails, the White House science czar 3 years ago when he was one of the head people at Harvard, on how to spin, I don't know if you ran into him when you were at Harvard, on how to spin this and control this and cook the numbers and fake the data and, oh, my God, the Earth's getting colder the last few years. How do we fix the numbers? We've caught them red-handed. Lord Mockton, who I know you guys interview for the TV show, he is calling for criminal indictments. Senator Inhofe is calling for criminal investigations here in the United States. I mean, to have the smoking gun, it's one thing to catch Al Gore saying polar bears can't swim and saying we're all going to drown, and it turns out that's disinformation. He then just says he made a mistake. But to have the internal emails from the main university that the UN is citing, the IPCC, I mean, to have this smoking gun, what do you think should happen?
Well, certainly, you know, if this is a fraud, then the fraud needs to be exposed and the proper things need to be done. Because I was a believer, you know, I was told, you know, and it sounds very believable, and all of us are against polluting, you know. I think that's the common thing, is that we all feel that there should be less pollution in the air, and if we can get more miles to a tank of gas, those are good things. We should work for those things. We should work to use the sun. We should find alternative energy. Those are all positive, good things. But then when I learn about something is being done to strictly manipulate and become a revenue getter, to where it becomes a profit maker, where they use something that might be a good thing, but then they twist it and turn it into a massive profit-making machine, because along with controlling profits comes controlling people and power. Money and power go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And when it turns to that level of money and power over something that, you know, we all agree on, we should pollute less. We've only got one planet, and it's a good idea to take care of it. But to allow it to then spin into being a huge money-making, profiteering thing beyond the good of it, that's where you draw the line and say these people ought to go to jail for what they do.
Well, what about the fact that only the U.S., England, and Europe have to make the cuts, and so carbon dioxide is so deadly, of course plants breathe it, but they're saying listing it as a poison. If you only cut it out in the West, all the studies show that it will go to China and India and Mexico and 160 other countries where they'll have zero emissions controls, and actually more of these gases will be released.
Well, first of all, laws are made, and when you do things globally, whether you do them globally, whether you do them local, county-wise, statewide, national-wide, or anything, laws should be equal. So what I'm saying there is, if we go to this global thing and they say these are the rules, then the rules should apply to us the same as they do to China, the same as they do to India, the same as they do to every other country. And if it doesn't do that simple thing, then it's BS. Then you shouldn't go for it at all.
That's just common sense.
That's common sense. It has to be equality across the board.
Equal protection.
And you can't penalize one area while allowing another area to do it.
Equal protection under the law. Governor,
exactly.
That's what I like about you, is that in your, you know, decades on the scene, you have evolved, you've changed, you've learned, you've admitted when you've been wrong. Most people in politics, in society, will not do that. They will never admit that they have changed their views.
Well, you know, the only thing that changes views is knowledge. And when you become knowledgeable on things, that gives you the the ability to change a view. If you remain ignorant on a subject, well, then you're not going to change your view, and there's no possibility of that happening. Alex, one of the things that I was very honest about when I became governor, I mean, we have 24 commissioners that run 24 separate departments of state government. How can you possibly go out to the public and tell them that you're an expert in all of those 24 fields?
You can't. It'd be a lie.
You can't. And therefore, you rely on experts in the field. And that's, to me, is true leadership. The ability to delegate authority to people you trust, allow them to do their jobs. If they shine, you shine. It's that simple. If they do a great job, for me, when I'm governor, even though I don't take a direct hand in it, it's his baby, I still shine in the end.
And that's a really good point.
That, to me, is true leadership and management.
It certainly is. This Copenhagen, Denmark event is coming up, and Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, wrote an editorial titled "We Can Do It," where he said, "Global government is here. The key to world government is this planetary regime that will control all the nations and control resources, and the carbon tax is the key." Then last week, Van Rompuy, new head of the European Union, and said this on the BBC. We're going to play that clip right now. Here it is.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope, supported by action.
Okay, there you go. Governor, how can they be announcing world government everywhere, but then call us conspiracy theorists if we discuss the world government?
Well, again, utterly ridiculous. You know, there's a simple thing and a simple rule, Alex, that I think everybody needs to reassess, and that is always judge someone. Don't necessarily judge them by what they say. Judge them by what they do. And when they're doing something, you know, no matter what they say, judge by what they're doing. And now, the whole globalization thing, I kind of view it like this in a way. Maybe it's inevitable, Alex.
But the problem is
Let me finish, though. Maybe because with our technology and the way, if I believe in evolution. I'm not one of these people that throws Darwin's theory out the window and says, I believe in evolution because I see it on a daily basis. And I'm not saying I'm in support of the globalization of the planet, but maybe it's evolution. Maybe through technology, the world gets so small that we will eventually, maybe not in our lifetime, but 100 years from now, maybe that's the direction that it'll go. And there's, I don't know, is there anything that can be done about it?
Let me give you my take on this, and I'm honored to be able to give you my take because you influence a lot of people. Nationalism and sovereignty and borders give people a chance to flee tyranny, and also gives coalitions like the Allies a chance to defeat Hitler and Mussolini and the Imperial Japanese. Let's say we got a loving world government in place. Statistically, it's an absolute certainty that over time, a tyranny will take control of that global government. But it's worse than that. We know the groups setting up world government are tyrannical, are eugenicist. And I have the Times of London headline, "World's rich meet in secret to discuss overpopulation and how to depopulate." We know that they don't want us as a people of the planet. If people of the planet want world government, then that's their issue. They've been building this in secret so we wouldn't have any input in it. And it's not 100 years. We're beginning to go under this right now.
Well, you know, and again, I guess I don't like it, Alex, but because it does run that risk. The big, huge risk is what would the global government be, and would it be a government you'd like, and what would happen if it did become tyrannical, which, and you make great points that borders are there so you can flee and have the sanctuary of it. But then on the flip side, though, if you truly had a good global government, wouldn't that reduce the chance of war?
That's how the globalists sold it, but their internal documents have come out.
Well, I'm just saying from a layman's point of view, if the global government were indeed good, and let's say, say we're being utopic here.
Pigs fly.
And we'll take the best thing we can and say that it's a good global government. animosity with these borders and between countries, and how often are they manipulated and turned against each other
yes.
to kill each other? Isn't war kind of a way to reduce the world population?
That's what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. The group setting up the world government wants it so big blocks of the government can make rules on countries and have a pretext to invade them. What I'm saying is the global government's here, and it's being set up by people that want to use it as a tool of empire. That's
okay.
All the world government is a private corporate empire.
Well, then I can unequivocally tell you I oppose it.
Good.
And we'll work completely against it if that's what it truly is turning into.
That is exactly what it is, Governor, and it's exciting to have you hearing the facts and saying you're going to oppose the global government. And anytime I can brief you or give you any solid research or information, I know you're a busy guy, I would love to provide you original statements by the entire leadership of this group.
No problem. I'll get them from you when I get back from surfing, Alex.
You haven't had a chance to go surfing yet, have you?
Yeah, I have not. I thought I'd be in Mexico by now, but you know what? My mental attitude was this. I thought, I'd rather stay up here, get everything done, get it finished, lock, stock, and barrel, lock the door so that when I do go to Mexico, I don't have to come back till May or June.
Well, when I talked to you a few weeks ago, you were not going to do Raw because you wanted to go surfing, but I guess you decided to do it.
Well, it came down to certain things happened behind the scenes which were positive, and it came down to promotion of the show. It was such a powerful because, Raw is a very highly watched program in this country, whether people will admit it or not.
Tens of millions.
Extremely popular. And between the network and myself, and we felt that it was a very strong promotional tool that we should use to attempt to ensure the success of the show. So I kind of swallowed my ego a little bit and my personal feelings or animosities that may have been lingering out there a little for the good of the show. It's the old sacrifice, You may have certain things that you don't like, but for the good of the big picture, you're willing to, sacrifice for the success of it. It's call it compromising a little. Compromise doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Well, it certainly only helped the show, so I think it's great. But certainly you had a rocky relationship with Vince McMahon, won a big lawsuit against him, one of the few wrestlers ever successfully actually be paid retirement for your work. And, if people live long enough, it's kind of good to become friends with your enemies again.
Actually, though, I don't have an official retirement. It's the result of the court case, but I call it my wrestling retirement. There is no retirement in wrestling.
But are you and Vince friends now?
I guess if you'd use the old cliche of keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. So I would say he lies somewhere in between friend and enemy in the closeness.
Well, I tell you, there's probably 50 million, 60 million wrestling fans of that form of theater out there, and to have you there educating them about the New World Order, that's only a win-win-win.
Well, wrestling fans are a very loyal group of people. They're a great group of people. They take a lot of abuse because they like the sport, but what people need to understand is wrestling is like ballet with violence. The performers are exceptional athletes. It's a great form of entertainment. I used to always tell people, when people go to the wrestling matches, they get so enthusiastic, they leave it all there. I would be willing to bet that when they go home at night, there's never an act of violence committed because they're too damn tired.
Well, it is. It is acrobats. I mean, it's acrobatic.
What it is, it's very ad-lib. People don't realize it's like live theater. It's like looking at live theater as opposed to a movie. When you do a movie, if you screw up a shot, they can shoot it 10 times until they're satisfied. When you do live theater, when you say the line, it's gone. You cannot bring it back.
Let me ask you this question. I do so much live radio, but it's not theater, it's information, so that makes it easier. But I've gotten so addicted to being live where I rarely mess up, it's hard for me to do it when it's not live. Have you ever run into that?
No. In fact, I'll tell you the funny story. I used to have a personal pride in myself that I would never use a teleprompter. And I remember I used to say, I can learn this, I can do this, I'm talented. And I was doing a Miller Lite commercial where they have to be identically precise because the commercial's cut off by the computer, so it has to be perfect. And I remember I had done a few of them, and then the director said, Jesse, why don't you just try the teleprompter once? And I used the teleprompter, and I looked around, and I said, don't ever let me not use one of these again.
Absolutely.
They are so great. And so there are cases where modern technology defeats old, no matter how pride gets in the way and all that stuff. So, you know, it's one of those situations.
I want to throw the number out. We're going to make a few calls directly for Jesse Ventura about the new TV show that premieres next Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on True TV. It's called Conspiracy Theory, 1-800-259-9231. We are live on this 27th day, on this Friday, Black Friday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Take a few segments of call straight ahead.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We're going to take a few final calls in this segment and the next. We have a surprise guest coming up. We'll just leave it at that. Governor Jesse Ventura, another surprise guest. It ended up coming in today to have him on. We're very honored. Governor, I just hope if the series gets picked back up, which I bet it will, the way they're promoting it, I just hope I get to be part of the second series because getting a chance to work with you and hang out with you, you're just a great guy.
Hopefully it will, Alex, but like I said, we have a secret name for you now on the set. Whenever we refer to you, of course, from Starsky and Hutch, we call you Huggy Bear.
So you think if it gets picked...
If you ever hear the term Huggy Bear, you'll know we're talking about you.
So if it gets picked back up, you guys are looking to try to have Huggy Bear involved?
Absolutely.
Well, that is super exciting because it's great to get to know you and your son and your wife. And
I've actually seen I've seen some of your clips, and they're very good.
Are all the shows edited yet?
They're very close. They're all down to their final little, tweaks here and there.
What's the first episode next Wednesday night?
That I don't know. They've changed it a few times on me now, so it's kind of like the chef's surprise. Even I don't know. But you know what? I've seen them, and I'm comfortable with them, whichever one they air with, because all seven of them are dynamic.
Absolutely.
So I don't have a problem now which one they open up with. I don't care, because I feel confident enough about all seven.
But give us an insight. I mean, are they on the fence, or one or two, or what do you think's going to air?
I don't know. It's gone back and forth from Big Brother and Harp have seemed to have been the two that they they're battling back and forth with on the initial opening.
All right, let's talk to Matt in Washington, D.C., then Eric and others. Matt, you're on the air with Governor Jesse Ventura.
Hi, Mr. Ventura. I have I'm calling from the Maryland area. And I was wondering if you had any words of advice for somebody, a young person looking to get into politics, into getting into the game and trying to do something on the lines of what you've done.
Well, it's a difficult thing because the way our system's set up today, a young person seems to feel they got to sell their soul to the Democratic or Republican parties and become part of that system. And I really believe that's the problem. Are those two parties, because all they do is create career politicians, and career politicians, to me, are the problem we have in our country. Our country was not founded for people to make a career out of getting elected.
Yeah, Eric, I would fight tyranny, pick issues, do the right thing, work for a congressman you believe in, but I wouldn't from the ground floor say you're doing this to get into politics, because that'll probably never happen. You'd probably go out and do something first substantive, like Jesse Ventura or so many others, and then, let me tell you, it's a nasty business.
Let me add in, though, Alex, don't destroy the fact. I would highly encourage you, be active in a third party.
Yes.
We need more. We don't need Pepsi and Coke. That's what we have right now. Two colas, essentially the same as each other, one slightly sweeter than the other, depending on your taste buds. There isn't no root beer. There isn't no 7-Up. There isn't no Mountain Dew. And believe me, I put it in the soft drink context like if you went into the grocery store.
It's a good analogy.
And that's what we have now. So I would tell you, try to get involved in an independent movement, an independent, not Democrat or Republican.
Very well said. Thank you, Matt.
For the young people, because the young people have the opportunity, not for us old guys. It's over the hill for us. We'll still be there to fight, but it's you young people that could create a third party, and you could do it. I have confidence in you. I know it's there.
Well, I mean, the left-right paradigm soaks up everybody's energy and redirects it as a steam valve. Just get involved in defending the Republic, the Second Amendment, exposing the phony environmentalists. Pick an issue and wake people up. That's how you'll grow and learn how to be politically active from outside the control paradigm. Back in 1 minute with the final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.